I'm Janice Michelle, and this is Keep It Light Love. This week's lyrically speaking quote comes from an Imagine Dragons song, and the quote is, "I am a head case, I am the color of boom." I cannot think of anything that better describes how I am feeling right now. This is the episode that Jack built. To paraphrase, this is the house that Jack built. This is the episode that Jack built. I have thought I was recording a segment, found out I was not recording towards the end of the segment. I thought I had plugged my headphones back in for a segment, found out I had not plugged my headphones in. My son is in the background eating blueberries and strawberries, and you'll probably hear him doing some stuff or hear me saying, "Hey, spit that out," or something. Yes. Yeah, he's handing me a blueberry. Nope, just kidding. He's keeping it for himself. Okay. So yes, lyrically speaking, I am a head case. I am the color of boom. As I mentioned earlier, today is my birthday. My fucking phone is off. I decided yesterday that I was not turning my phone on. Mother's Day was overwhelming for me. First of all, last week was overwhelming for me. I was social way more than usual, and I didn't really rest over the weekend. And then Mother's Day was just an onslaught of being social with text and calls and things of that nature. And then 2 days later, it's my birthday, and I'm just not here for it. I am happy that it's my birthday. I can't wait till I turn my phone back on or I get on the social medias and check and see the people who shouted me out or spread love to me on this glorious day of birth that my mom did 31 years ago. But I am just the color of boom right now. I am bright and amazing and dangerous. I am so many things right now that I can't. That's the best way to describe it. I just can't. And so I love this song because it is basically like, you know, there's so many quotes in the song and I can't even really think of them right now, but a lot of them are like paradoxes or oxymorons, or it's like, you know, I'm a midnight walker or whatever he says. He's like, you know, I'm all these different things. And he gets to the part where he's like, I am a head case. I am the color of boom. And you are the pay raise, always a touch out of view. You know, it's like I'm sure if I'm misquoting this song that Laura will correct me. But I love the song because it's just like all these different things that it's saying of like, this is what I am and this is what's happening and this is what's going on. And you know, the chorus is like, I'm sorry, my son is like knocking on the freezer, like, give me more blueberries. But yeah, this whole scenario right here with him wanting more blueberries is just perfect for the song. Cause it's like, all my life I've been living in the fast lane. Can't slow down. I'm a rolling freight train. One more time. Got to start all over. Can't slow down. I'm a lone red rover. And like, that's how I feel. I feel like I'm going. And my husband and I kind of talked about it the other day where on Mother's Day, I woke up to no water. And my husband was fixing our shower because we had issues with our shower. And what we thought would take 30 minutes to fix took most of the morning. And so Mama's going to pop these in the microwave, okay? By the end of the day or midday, we were both just like, what did we accomplish today? Like, we're used to waking up early and getting projects done, and we weren't able to do that. So that was a little frustrating for the both of us. And it's just like, we couldn't just sit and just rest and just be. We're like, there's things that we need to do and things that we want to do, but like, what can we even do? And it's that feeling of like, all my life I've been living in the fast lane. Like, I've been in school and I've been working and I've been getting up, and you know, my husband wakes up early and he commutes, and I am a stay-at-home mama, but I am also doing this podcast and doing Motivated Mamas Club and so many other projects and taking care of my friends and family. And I had a really good talk with my mom yesterday about making sure that with all that I do for other people and all that I put out and give, that I take the time for myself. And she was, you know, supportive of me. What's the matter? Is it too frozen? She was supportive of me taking my birthday to myself and not having my phone on and not feeling like I have to respond to everyone or talk to everyone or give everybody my time. So yes, like I am the color of boom. Like, I just love that quote. I really want to get it tattooed. I just adore it. I can't even explain how it makes me feel. I feel like synesthesia, right? Synesthesia is this idea of using words to describe sounds or feelings or something like that. Actually, while I'm on the computer, let me look it up. Synesthesia. Because when I worked at American Specialty Health in San Diego, Megan said that I was a synesthete. It's a synesthesia, the production of a sense impression relating to one sense or part of the body by stimulation of another sense or part of the body. So that is basically, says it's a phenomenon, according to Wikipedia, it's a phenomenon in which stimulation of one sensory or cognitive pathway leads to automatic and voluntary experiences in a second sensory or cognitive pathway. That comes from the Wikipedia. And so basically what that means is that when one of your senses is stimulated, it stimulates other senses. So people who see in color, or you have a feeling that has a scent attached to it. That's why I love this song, because it's very sensory. And so this idea of being the color of boom, like, what does that even mean? Like, boom doesn't even have a color, but to me it's like bright and bold, but like I said, also dangerous. It's like smoky and smoldering and just fire. And like, that's how I feel. I feel like boom. Like, I feel like I'm fucking boom, and I love it. And it's a lot, and it's intense, and it's overwhelming. And that's why I have my phone off, because I have to be boom. I feel, do you want raisins? Yes, I'll get you raisins. I feel like I'm boom to a lot of people. And just also, you know, this just being a parent is a lot. It's overwhelming. And of course, I could record this podcast at a different time. So right now I'm getting my son raisins, as you can probably hear. He has a container of Quick Oats that he pulled from the cabinet, which I'm hoping he doesn't open, because he'll try to eat them. And he's allergic to oats. They're my husband's. But he looked over to me with this big, big grin on his face, and he's been eating blueberries. So he's got like the Joker smile painted on his face, basically, in blueberry juice. But this is my life. This is what's happening right now. I just gave him raisins, and he's trying to open up the craisins, which is, you know, pretty much the same thing. Let me get you some of those. So that's what this podcast is about, right? It's about keeping it light. It's about taking a deep breath, recognizing that shit doesn't always go the way that we want it to go, and things don't always work out the way that we want them to. And the song says, how did it come to this? Love is a Polaroid, better in picture, never could fill the void. It's like, how did I get here? How did this happen? How have I been moving so fast? But this is where I am, right? But it's amazing. It's an amazing place to be. It's my birthday. I am home, hanging out with my favorite little man, who's eating snacks and getting fruit juice all over the floor, and recording this podcast because I made a dedication that I'd get it out every week, and I want to stick to that come what may. So thank you for being a part of this journey. for listening, for hanging in there with me during these weeks where shit's just all over the place. And so I'm going to wrap this segment up. If you have not heard the song, again, it's called Polaroid by Imagine Dragons. Check it out. I love it. Want to get a tattoo as soon as I figure out how to get this quote into artistic tattoo form. And once I stop nursing my son, because then I can get tattoos. Okay, so yeah, so I was telling Lore. I've mentioned Lore. I adore Lore. They are like one of my favorite people. But I was telling Lore that I have a couple of tattoos that I want to get, but I can't get them until I'm done nursing. And so basically, the idea is that when you are breastfeeding, your body uses its energy to produce breast milk, of course. And if you get tattooed or something like that, then the body is putting energy into healing that area that should be put into breastfeeding or creating milk. And so I am waiting until I'm done breastfeeding to start getting tattoos, and also waiting until I have the money, because we are following this Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University total money takeover, getting out of debt so we can have money to live our life the way that we want to live our life. So within the next year or so, we will be out of debt. We'll be debt free. We will be having money left over, and then we can start doing all kinds of adventures, which I will probably talk about in another episode, all the amazing things that we want to do with our lives and how we want to contribute to our families. Into our community. But in the meantime, in between time, I am the color of boom, and that's what it is. For more on Keep It Light Love, to connect with the Keep It Light Love community, and to participate in Tell Me Something Good Tuesdays, visit facebook.com/keepitlightlove. I'm also on Instagram at Keep It Light Love. That's it for this week's episode. Stay empowered, stay motivated, stay encouraged, stay inspired, and remember to keep it light love.